So Dane Cook is being called out online for having secret Hollywood game night parties that had minors involved. I don't know what Hollywood obsession was having kids at parties. A police department in Alabama was completely dissolved after all the officers turned out to be racist. How did that happen? Only in America. And Kanye West is being destroyed on Instagram after sending shots at Pete Davidson after his recent breakup with Kim Kardashian. But we're going to get into all of that in just a moment. First, I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Welcome. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and turn on post notifications so you never miss a video. Now look, I want you to brace yourself because this next story is a bit infuriating and starts off in the small town of Vincent City, Alabama, whose entire police department was just disbanded because of the leaked text conversation of two racist officers that ended up exposing the whole damn precinct. Don't let a few bad apples spoil it. Wait, all the apples were bad. Never mind. In the text exchange between officers, which recently surfaced on social media, one user, 752, asks, "What do you call a pregnant slave?" Buy one, get one. Texts and many others like this were exposed and led to an investigation in the police department, right? I mean, of course there will be, especially when they're joking about slavery in a state where at 1.50% of the population was slaves. Shout out to Alabama, I guess. But no, that's not where it stops. That's where it gets hilarious. Because of course, after these texts were leaked, the police chief spoke to the public to let them know they had their best interests at heart and would be getting to the bottom of this. The police chief, James Sergeley, came out shortly after saying he conducted an internal investigation and that appropriate disciplinary action had been taken, identifying the cops involved or the disciplinary action taken. Of course, that didn't matter because soon our chief was fired as well. Why? Because 2 days after saying that he had conducted an internal investigation, it came out that he had internally investigated his goddamn self, as he was identified as one of the officers who was terminated. His assistant chief, John L. Goss, was also terminated, and the city council then voted to disband the entire department. Because apparently if the chief, the assistant chief, and apparently everybody else is dropping racist jokes, we may not need y'all patrolling the streets. Especially when a quarter of the residents that live in the city are black, along with the 8 Hispanic residents. We just gonna put them under our umbrella because there's only 8 of them. They gonna rock with us. But let me know what you think in the comments. In 2021, should the entire police force have been disbanded? Is it strange to see these stories come out? Are we just getting used to it? Are we being desensitized by the fact that we're just okay with this being rampant in our police departments? It's not the first police department this has happened in. It's happened all across the country in multiple police departments with different types of texts, Facebook groups, online chats, and comments being exposed from officers all across the United States who seem like they all happen to be very, very racist. I wonder what that's about. But let us know in the comments what you think. Now moving on to our next shocking story. Why do Hollywood elites keep getting caught having adult parties with children? Now, I don't know, but let's ask 50-year-old comedian Dane Cook, who at one point was the biggest comedian on the planet, and who is now being accused of grooming his 23-year-old actress fiance Kelsey Taylor after announcing his engagement with her following their 5-year relationship, which unleashed a hailstorm of internet detectives to dig up all the dirt on Dane Cook's infamous game night where he met his future wife when she was underage. And look, I know that's a mouthful, so I'm gonna let you process that. The man met his now Hollywood fiance at his Hollywood game night for adults when she was a child. It sounds like he was trying to shoot some fish in a barrel. That's all I'm saying. Look, you don't have to be good at math to know something doesn't sound right here, right? She's 23 and they have a 5-year relationship, meaning that she would have to be 18 when they got together and he would have been 45. Maybe there's a reason why 45-year-olds and 18-year-olds don't hang out. Okay, if that's not enough to raise your eyebrows, well, listen to this. The keyboard researchers and armchair investigators started digging through Cook's post on Instagram and found out that he seemed to hang out with questionably younger people. And it is well documented on his Instagram account, according to writer and internet sleuth Tracy Egan Morrissey. And yes, there's a lot of evidence, with him hanging out with Section Page when she was 16 at game night, and our internet sleuths writing, "What 43-year-old man has a 15-year-old homegirl?" Facts. A post back in 2016 showed 16-year-old Joey King back in 2016 at the game night parties, 18-year-old Bella Thorne in 2016. That's not too bad, but still kind of. But this is where it goes downhill, as there are pictures of Emily Lind being present at one of these game nights back in 2017 when she was 14 years old. And I'm willing to bet my bottom dollar that her parents were not there. Why in the hell are you hanging out with adults when you're 14 and going to Hollywood Game Park? Okay, whatever. So yes, most of this doesn't look good, especially when you put it all together. Especially when Dane Cook admitted that he met Kelsey, his now fiancé, at one of these game nights. So there's a whole bunch of other children there. You ended up marrying and dating one of the children that was going to your game night parties. So it was hard for you to just scream, well, this was all innocent good fun when you were actively searching for a mate in the crowd that happened to have children in it. Just saying. Or the crowd of those attending. But I want to be clear. Dane Cook is yet to be accused of anything technically illegal. Or even inappropriate. It's just weird. We just have information and we're just documenting this and spreading awareness because we've seen these types of situations evolve. Sometimes these things lead to allegations later on, people coming out of the woodwork to tell their stories. Sometimes it is simply things taken out of context and people reaching for views. Now, I don't know which one you think this will be. I'm going to throw it to the viewer. What do you think? Do you think Dane Cook has something shady going on and maybe other things will come out in the future? Do you think it's wrong or do you think that at this point it doesn't matter how they met as long as she's a consenting adult, it's completely okay for them to get married and it's nobody's business? Or do you think that the way they met matters and that maybe Dane Cook has some skeletons in his closet that may be coming out soon? Let me know what you think in the comments. Now, moving on, in our last but not least story, we have Kanye West blowing up the internet. Kanye West broke the internet this morning after taking new shots at Pete Davidson on Instagram, and everybody's tripping because he's clowning Pete Davidson being broken up and also, like, kind of celebrating him dying, which was a little bit too far for everybody on Instagram. And he's being ripped apart in the comments because people just think he went too far. With this post, Skeet Davidson dead at age 28. Okay, it is kind of funny because his career probably will be dead after him. But also, if you zoom in, the headline on this article is Kid Cudi meant to play funeral but fearful of bottle throwers. Had to throw some at Kid Cudi. But again, people are not happy and they're blaming Kanye for taking this whole thing too far by wishing death on Pete Davidson. And they do have a point. Like, Jess is often in games, and I think most people were really team Kanye at the end of the day, just wanting the man to have his family back, even if he is a little cuckoo. It seems like people are not getting behind him throwing death threats or celebrating, especially when you stop to think that the man is 45, with comments like this: you are 45 years old. Please take your Lexapro and log off for the day, baby. Woo! Another Instagram user should have taken his advice and gone on your meds. Ugh. You got a good point there. You're embarrassing. Stop this nonsense and focus on your craft and kids. The boy is 28. If you want to troll anyone, troll yourself for marrying that plastic and meddling in the coven of a family. As a fan, I hate this for you. Grow up. Hey, bars. There was a lot of facts in that Instagram post. There's literally nothing funny about this, commented another user. And I get their point. It's one thing to make fun of him, but number one, what are we even kicking him while he's down for? He broke up with your wife, you should be happy. And also, just play a tip, you never downplay the next one. You just handle your business, pick the best game you got. You want to get back with your wife, you kicking him while he's down is not going to make it any better. And Kim Kardashian has responded negatively, and it doesn't make you look better in anyone's eyes. Pete Davidson gets to come out being the winner and the victim, and that's a hard combination to pull off. But Kanye West, you are good at doing the impossible, and unfortunately, you are making it easier for him to come out the victor in this situation, at least in the public eyes. Do better. And also, you have to be an example to those children that you have. Maybe you might want to think about how you would want your son to act in this situation and your daughters to be treated in this situation, and maybe that'll change the way that you act. I don't know. But you look, guys, you let me know what you think in the comments. Did Kanye West take it too far? Is it simply just a joke? Does Pete Davidson deserve everything he got coming to him as Kim Kardashian ruining another young man's life? And or was he just like the slumming it rebound that she needed for the moment? That's my vote. I think she was just slumming it for the moment. That's the first thing I thought when she picked him. She went from Kanye, who had all these high standards, to a guy with no standards, or at least it looks like it. And that is much more easygoing. And I think she just enjoyed that for the moment. But at the end of the day, he probably wasn't mature enough for her. And I don't think any of us thought that he would be. But that's our show for today. Let us know what you think in the comments. Thank you for watching. I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Make sure you subscribe and turn on post notifications. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.